سيدنا أبو الحسين دراج رحمة الله تعالى states, I once went on the Hajj pilgrimage alone. I went to a masjid where I saw a leper. He greeted me and asked me, O Abu al-Husayn, do you intend to perform Hajj? Seeing him, I felt great repulsion and in a very cold manner. I replied, yes. The leper said, take me with you also. Considering him a burden, I thought to myself that I did not even like the company of healthy people, and now a leper is requesting me to go. Therefore, I flatly refused. He humbly requested me to take him with me, but I said, taking an oath by Allah Almighty, I will not take you with me at any cost. The leper said, O Abu al-Husayn, Allah Almighty blesses weak people in such a way that even healthy people are left astonished. Having offered Asr Salah, I resumed my journey and reached a small town in the morning. Much to my astonishment, I saw the same leper there. Seeing me, he greeted me and said that Allah Almighty blesses weak people in such a way that even healthy people are left astonished. After the Asr Salah, I resumed my journey once again. At the time of dawn, I arrived at a village. Astonishingly, I came across the same leper again. He uttered the same sentence, O Abu al-Husayn, Allah Almighty blesses weak people in such a way that even healthy people are left astonished. During this, strange thoughts came into my mind about him. Nevertheless, I continued my journey. When I arrived in Qurra and entered a masjid to pray, I found him sitting there. Once again, he said, Abu al-Husayn, Allah Almighty blesses weak people in such a way that even healthy people are left astonished. Deeply moved upon hearing this, I sought forgiveness from Allah Almighty and requested him to forgive me. Then he asked me, why are you talking to me like this? When I arrived in Qurra and entered a masjid to pray, I found him sitting here once again. And he said, O Abu al-Husayn, Allah Almighty blesses weak people in such a way that even healthy people are left astonished. Deeply moved upon hearing this, I sought forgiveness from Allah Almighty and requested him to forgive me as well. He asked me, why are you talking to me like this? I said that I'd made a great mistake by not taking him with me. I then once again requested him to forgive me and join me for the rest of the journey. Reminding me of the oath I had taken, he said that he did not want me to break it. I requested him, please allow me to see you at every stopover. It will be very kind of you. He said, Inshallah Azza wa Jal. He then disappeared and I continued my journey once again. By the blessings of the righteous bondsman of Allah Almighty, I did not feel hunger, thirst and tiredness during the rest of the journey. All praise is due to Allah Almighty. At every step over, I was blessed to see that blessed individual. After taking blessings in the fragrant city of Medina Munawwara, I reached Makkah Muazzama, where I was privileged to meet Sayyidina Abu Bakr Qattani and Sayyidina Abul Hasan Muzayyin Rahimahumullah. When I related this astonishing story to them, they said, O unwise man, do you know who he was? He was Sayyidina Abu Jafar Majzoom Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. We have prayed to Allah Almighty that He Almighty allows us meet that pious saint. If you meet him again, do inform us on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah as I performed Rami, that means pelting stones at the big pillar that represents the devil. Somebody pulled me towards him and said, O Abu al-Husayn, Assalamu Alaikum. As I turned around, I found the same saint, Sayyidina Abu Jafar Majzoom Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, standing before me. Upon seeing him, I was deeply moved and fell to the ground, weeping. By the time I came to my sense, he had left. On the final day, after I performed the farewell tawaf, that means tawaf for leaving, and just as I raised my hands to make dua, suddenly, someone pulled me towards himself. It was Sayyidina Abu Jafar Majzoom Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. He said, O Abu al-Husayn, I remained silent and made three du'as in the majestic court of Allah Almighty. He said, Ameen, after each of three du'as and then disappeared. I have not seen him since then. Let me tell you the three du'as I made. The first one is, Oh my Lord, make poorness so beloved to me that I do not love anything more than it in the world. The second du'a was, May I never save anything at night for the morning. This has been the case. Many years have passed, but I have not saved anything. The third du'a was, Oh my Lord, when you blessed your saints with the honor of seeing you, then include me amongst them also. I have complete hope that my Lord will certainly fulfill these supplications of mine because a great saint said Ameen when I made them. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.